Hi there, we are James and Dan, two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for joining us. We are here at the hashtag #IMomSoHard podcast, and we have to contain ourselves because this is our Halloween episode, and we're going to talk about, and we have a 40-pound bag of candy in front of us. Maybe I've had some. Don't worry about it.
Oh, it's going to be 20 pounds by the time we're done with it.
We have two of these because our neighborhood gets hit so hard,
they
and I'm
do.
So excited.
That's, I know. That's work hitting your neighborhood. Are
I know.
You kidding me?
The guy next door gives out full candy bars. I'm really upset about it. It makes me look cheap. Anyway, you can find us anywhere you listen to podcasts. You can find us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, premiered.
Yeah.
TikTok.
We're finally there. We've been saying it. And then also go to imomsohard.com and buy some live show tickets because we are all over the states for the
It's going to be a good time. We've had a really fun time so far. It's a two-person stand-up show. Everybody seems to be really liking it.
It's like this, but we stay on topic a little bit more. We wrote stuff down.
Yeah. Which is nice. It's like, you know, having a list as opposed to just going into the store and then buying everything that you really want instead of everything that you are supposed to get.
And while sometimes the podcast will pendulum like past sad maybe into angry, the stand-up show is just a good
fun.
Time.
Yeah. We don't let ourselves linger in any one emotion for too long.
Yeah.
So besides
I always linger in.
I have to tell you a update. Okay, so if you listened to a few episodes ago, we shared about the wolf woman not liking me on the airplane.
Oh, yeah.
There was a woman, just to give you an update, there was a woman on a plane for no reason at all that decided she did not like me.
Gave Kristen the stink I
literally,
like, unapologetically.
And Jen didn't even know what
I didn't know
did
a
wrong.
Face could make noise without speaking. But
that and it
face
did, and it
shouted, I hate you.
I hate you, and I don't know what I did, and Jen didn't know what I did, which is a tell sign that I did nothing because you're usually like, well, you're loud when you laugh on a plane, and it's annoying. That I get.
Although I don't think it's annoying, I think it's wonderful, but if somebody's trying to sleep, then I can see, like.
But we don't know what I did wrong, and this woman was clearly not happy with me.
Yeah.
So much so, she kicked my seat, and then at one point, she gave me an ugly look, and then a real sour look coming out of the plane.
And I tried to get her to fight me afterwards.
Right. So that's what Eleanor heard. I was listening to the podcast, just going through and checking it or whatever.
I hate myself right now.
No. This is what she said. It was so awesome. So we were walking on one of our dog walks, and she goes, can you tell me about this woman that wasn't very nice to you on an airplane? I was like, oh my God, she's my Snoop.
I'm wondering how much I swore too.
No. Okay. She snoops. She spies. She listens.
Where
you know,
on
all
earth
stuff
did she get all that from, Kristen?
Well, let me tell you something.
Can I get this black thing out of your teeth?
I used to go through my parents. Get it.
I can't.
Get
it's in there.
Where
it's
is it? Is it a pepper?
I think it's a pepper seed. Yeah. Poppy seed. I got half
there?
Of it. Yeah.
Is it caught in my Invisalign thing?
Oh, do you have your... you
Come
just
on.
Pushed it in there. Now it's not distracting me. That's...
Get it. Is it gone?
Good enough. Yeah.
My kids probably have one of those teeth thingies.
I know.
We have them all over the house. So it's real attractive. Anyway, we're walking on the dog walk and she goes, Mommy, can you tell me about this woman that didn't like you on the airplane? And so then in my head, I'm like, oh my God, does she know how to listen to podcasts? Is that what's happened? We have pandemic children and they're so smart that they're like, what is she ordering on Amazon? I don't know.
Yeah.
So then I go, well, where did you hear that? She goes, I heard you checking the podcast in your office. And I was like, you were listening through the vent. Mm-hmm. Well done.
I just had a glass. Yeah. I tripped with a glass in my hand and then it went to the
door. Like, and it's weird how it magnifies. I saw that as a life hack.
I've been watching Scooby-Doo lately.
Yeah. So she's like, what are you doing? And I said, well, I will tell you, I was on a plane and a lady was not happy with me. I don't know what I did. I wasn't being impolite. I wasn't being rude. And then I was, the lady got off the plane and Miss Jen was standing next to me, and Eleanor goes, and what did Jen say? What did Miss Jen say? And I go, well, I know you heard. And she goes, I know. She said, what are you looking at? And I go, she did say that. She, and she goes, Miss Jen is feisty. I said, I know, it's because she's little. I said, it's little, so she's feisty. But she didn't like that someone was being mean to me. So she was standing up for me. And I said, that's, you know, that's what a good friend does, is they stand up for you sometimes. Sometimes the best thing to do is smile, walk away. And sometimes you have to defend your friend. And that's how she did it. And it was really great. And it made me feel very loved. She goes, like, she was shaking her head. She's like, Miss Jen is feisty.
I
said, you bet she is.
I never would want to get in a fight, but I would never back down from defending someone, I
think.
That's
right. Defending someone is not fighting. That's just when God gives you all of the ammo.
Yeah.
Like, all of a sudden you're like, I didn't know I could high kick like this, but now I can because I'm defending someone. If you're defending someone, you're powerful. If you're starting a fight, you're going to be done in two swings. Let's be honest. It's very exhausting. Not that I would know. I've never been in a fight.
Well,
I've just been punched twice.
I bank on the fact that I'm pretty quick.
You are quick.
I could outrun somebody most of the time. But also,
I think I would just try to, in my head, I would just try to wrestle.
Yeah. Oh, you get him on the ground.
Get him on the ground.
Yeah, that's what, yeah.
I'd get him on the ground and we both tire out. And then I would go, can we all be reasonable now? Do you want to go get a margarita?
Then we ended up kissing.
Yeah, and then we'd wrestle. And I'm like, oh, this is weird. But Wolf Woman would have, I think she would have been like, here's a spell.
Well, a friend.
Is his friend you?
No.
So weird the way you said it.
No, this is not my story to tell, but I think this is like the right thing to do in life. So this happened this week where a friend of ours, you know her. I'll tell you. Can you just bleep this part out? Daughter.
Oh.
There was somebody in high school that she disagrees with politically. I had no idea that high schoolers cared about politics,
oh,
but
sure.
That's how deep we are into
sure.
it. And this girl said to her, do you have a problem with my belief in whatever? And she said, yeah, I disagree with you. And the girl punched her in the face. And so her response was, I'm not going to fight you. And of course, her friend goes to fight this girl.
I'm taking off my earrings, man. I'm like, I'm gonna.
But her friend said, no, please don't do it. It's not worth it.
Yeah.
And then gay guy comes in, breaks up everything.
Yeah.
Between everybody. But I was like, I told her, I'm like, I know you feel awful that she got hit, but she won. She did nothing. She said, I'm not gonna be violent with you. Like,
well, it's like a fable, you know, like those are the practices you want your kids to do, because it's really easy to do the thing that feels right at the time. Like, you're fired up and I'm going to do this thing because it feels good. But the hard thing to do is the right thing, because generally the right thing means showing a little bit of control and a little bit of restraint. And I told Eleanor when we were walking, I said, Jen's feisty, but Jen would never do anything past then. She was just defending me in a moment, but just know that like 99% of the time what we do is we just like smile and rise above it. And the bigger point is, don't be the person that makes somebody, it ruins somebody's day. And you know, Eleanor is so sensitive. The idea of that for her is terrible, but I think it's a good note for all of us to go, it would be really easy for us all to like want to start swinging, especially right now.
Yeah.
We all feel a little bit on edge.
Especially
but
if you've had some booze.
If you've had booze, we all feel
forget about
it.
I know.
You know what? And by the way, everybody should just look at what a real fight looks like and then go watch like a Marvel movie. They are very different. Everybody's winded after two swings. Just stop it.
Well, I don't know how I feel about this in this moment. I have to process it a little bit about her hearing me say that. But if I were going to like say to my kids whatever why I did that, I always like people to know that I saw you.
Yeah.
I saw you do it. Like, if nobody else did, and like I had a really horrible argument with somebody on insurance because a very D-list actor rear-ended me and then lied about it.
Yeah.
We'll go into that one day. But I said to the woman, I go,
I want to say his name.
They are lying.
Yeah.
And you are accepting that they're lying and you're a bad person.
Right.
I just want you to know that I know that's the
case. I know that I'm, yeah. I'm calling it right now.
And I just felt like for that woman, I just wanted her to know
that I see you being mean.
Yeah. And for that matter, everybody else did too. Yeah. Everybody else was a little bit like, what's her problem with
her? I know.
Her?
I was like, God, what did I say? We're talking about first grade math.
And the fact that she kicked your chair, which yeah. we thought it was an accident, but now we know it was on purpose.
Well, she's got a whole bag of problems. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's not my problem. And I'm not ever going to engage in that, but I will always defend a friend. And I think you did the right thing. And I think it made Eleanor, like, it was a really fun, like, twist of the conversation where she was like, it made her feel loved. Like, man, your friend must love you so much if she would say to someone, like, don't look at my friend like that, or that's not nice, or you're not being cool.
Yeah.
And I think Eleanor was like Jen's feisty and she's got my mom's back and that's cool.
Okay.
But like at the end of the day, like she knows full well that we would never do anything that
yeah.
it would escalate. But that is the world we live in right now.
I know.
You can't just say you're not nice because it could turn into a fight because everybody's on so edge.
I know.
Which I think is disgusting.
I like, do too.
I would never, I mean, I can't say that I would never, but I would certainly just try to wrestle. And I would say, can you just punch me in my...
I'd try to kiss.
I mean, punch me in my stomach, not my face, because it's...
I just start biting. I just go in biting. And then they'd be like, ma'am... We're going to arrest
you. Which would make me laugh really hard. I was like, can we all agree this is hilarious? Can we just let her Pac-Man this shit out? This is kind of the best thing that's ever happened to me. So I know I should intervene, but.
But I do think you should be able to say to people, you're not being cool. You're not being nice right now. And I'm not. Hey, if you're angered by me calling you out on your truth, like. To the point that you want to fight me, this just exemplifies the issue that you yeah. have in the universe.
Yeah. Like, yeah, exactly. So all I'm saying is high five to you for defending my honor. I appreciate it. And my daughter appreciated it.
Aww.
And now we're into Halloween.
Halloween. We're sitting here. We're podcasting on Kristen's sofa and it's so comfortable. So if I fall asleep...
We'll just not record.
Myself.
Andrew will be like, "Oh God, well, these ladies! They literally
she needs
like
to get checked for sleep apnea."
Yeah, what?
That's Andrew's.
Hey,
editor.
Do you guys want the whole episode to be snoring? Is that what the goal was? And rappers? Why can we hear candy wrappers and snoring? Well, because we have a 900-piece piece of candy. I'm sorry,
and I'm carb loading in my sleep.
Yeah, this is all the good
God,
ones.
There's Jolly Ranchers in there.
Let's all just call it right now. Let's talk Halloween candy right up top.
Okay.
We can all agree number one Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. I don't know why anybody even has a conversation about
it. I'm going to do this podcast with a Cherry Jolly Rancher stick in my mouth.
I think you're not.
No, I shouldn't do that.
Well,
that's going to sound gross.
Yeah, I think it's going to sound gross. I mean, you can have a little bit.
I'm going to bite a piece off and just make sure there's no poison in it.
It's going to get stuck in your teeth, I'm going to say. But you can do that.
Don't give me that scowl. You got pepper in your mouth right now.
My pepper in my mouth doesn't stop me from speaking. You're going to sound like you have a retainer.
I don't know what you're
saying. Oh, my God. Here we go.
I can speak perfectly fine.
I'm just saying if you want to be the most popular house, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. And if you're coming in strong with like a strong like Junior Mint argument, you can save that for somebody else.
Junior Mint?
Junior
what, are you
Mint?
Taking your grandma to the movies
That's
or
what? I'm
what?
Saying. If you don't want anybody to come over, hand out... dental floss. I had an asshole do that once. I was like, are you kidding?
I know.
You can save it.
Don't teach me a lesson on Halloween. Give me the goods,
go
man.
Into your cabinet and pull out some, I don't know, like, do you have any, like, Uncle Ben's rice? I would rather take that than stupid floss.
Well,
nickel. One guy gave me a nickel. I'm like, I know you got a 20 spot in that. I don't, what are you giving me a nickel for?
Oh, yeah, you get 20 trick-or-treaters. You really have
outdone
yourself,
thank
sir.
Thank you, sir. I recognize that you're older in your age, but you're also, that's cheap 20 years ago, so give me more money than that.
Well, I'm going to go down to the five and dime, and I'm going to get myself a brand new comb.
I'm going to give a comb, a licorice, and a root beer float. That's what I'm going to get for a nickel.
Kristen's got her decorations out.
Kind of. They're not great yet. We feel a lot of pressure from the neighborhood, but we were on tour, so we didn't have enough.
No,
we've
I'm
doing
behind.
It real fast.
I had planned to get everything up by the end of September, but we've been so busy I'm behind. I think I've got boxes that I'm not even going to look for because I don't have time to get them out.
Jen has to have a guy on a forklift go to their storage unit, and it's just the one marked HA, and then there's another one that's LLO, and then another one Ween, because you need three or four storage units. marked appropriately.
Oh, I thought you were talking
Halloween.
About boxes. I'm like,
No, you're like, she takes the whole H block of like an entire storage unit. Here's my thing. I didn't know this about myself, but my kids, like, it's been a crawl. They want to be scary. They don't want to be cute. We're that family.
I'm eating candy, you guys. I'm sorry.
I know. She's so eating candy. It's going to be delightful to listen to. Like, guess, you know when your grandma
you
would,
guess
like,
what kind of candy
work
I'm
stuff
eating.
In her teeth and you would feel like you could sense what she was working on, like stuff stuck in her lips? That's what it sounds like right now. You're like,
let
gross.
Me do one. Hold on. Let me watch.
Although
it
this is going to become very fetishy and we're going to get some different listeners, please rate,
somebody,
listen, and subscribe.
Somebody who's into, oops, I got it on the couch.
Oh, this couch. I promise my dog's butts have been all over this couch. So
well,
I wouldn't read
a,
it, but
I did.
Okay, you did.
You think I haven't
I
had dog butt in my
side.
Mouth today?
I vacuumed this side and
for,
I flipped the cushion.
She vacuumed the side she's sitting on.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean this upper portion?
This side. The other side's a real shithole.
Oh,
shithole.
Okay. I thought you were talking about, like, I
guys,
stopped
I got
vacuuming
this couch for
at, like,
250
at the midline.
Bucks. I can't get rid of it.
You did?
$250 off the
God,
floor.
God, that's a great...
Because you and Siobhan were coming over, and I didn't want to have any not furniture, so I went and bought it.
That's a great couch. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
I'm going to get rid of it.
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I got one here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, nobody wants me to have any
hard
candy.
Candy during
well,
a
get
podcast.
It out of here. If I can't eat it, you got to get
there's
it out of here.
There's Reese's peanut butter cups in there that are the more reasonable
what are you
one.
Trying to do to me? Like okay. A caged animal over here.
Bit of honey's gross. Love them. Never popular, but I love them. Bit of honey. Disgusting.
Yeah, I like, are they the ones that are like kind of chewy? Mm-hmm. But I like those.
Yeah, and I love banana taffy. Also, nobody likes
I know,
it.
Nobody likes that.
I like banana. It like, smells like body odor, and I love it.
That's just like the filler in
yeah.
a big
that's cantaloupe.
Mixed bag.
That's the cantaloupe of candy.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I know.
I do like cantaloupe.
If you give
though.
Me a box of raisins, I will literally roundhouse kick the
yeah.
mailbox.
I would rather probably have cantaloupe than banana taffy.
I like cantaloupe.
I do too.
I'd rather say, I'm going to take this box of raisins or you can literally slap me in the mouth as hard as you can. I would take the slap. I would just not want to deal with the raisins. I hate raisins.
You do, even in cookies and stuff?
Are you kidding? Would you like to ruin a cookie? Would you like to ruin a good time? Be a raisin. You know what a raisin is? A raisin is a friend who has too many political views that comes to a barbecue. That's what a raisin is. That ruins a good time.
Well, I think they add something interesting.
Disgusting.
A texture to
ew,
the situation.
They have no texture. It's mush. It feels like a literal mistake. Raisins, gross.
Raisins are like, they're like a distant cousin of wine, Kristen.
I know this. And I love grapes and I love wine. But you know what? Again, if I'm making the metaphor to family, raisins are like a cousin that I'm not friends with. And we know I have a lot of cousins that you don't like. So we've got raisins. They're raisins.
So I am the raisin of your cousins, basically, because
yes.
I come into
100%.
Like,
no, I don't know.
I thought that was a
chocolate
chip.
I think you might be the
chip.
Hot tamale. I think
there's a candy I like.
No, can't. I hate cinnamon candy. Can't. Big Red gum or hot tamales. Can't eat it.
Here's what I've noticed about.
Makes me cough.
Here's what I've noticed about your candy. Likings and dislikings. You're wrong.
Yeah, 100% I'm not wrong. No, I will promise you more people dislike cinnamon candy than like it.
More people don't like cinnamon candy than...
Can we do a poll? Can we get... I'd like to get in touch with Washington and do a poll on how many people like... Are we talking... What is it? Hot tamales? Like the Mike and Ike's?
How can... Yeah. How can somebody like cinnamon rolls so much and not like
there
cinnamon
are,
candy?
Those are totally two different kinds of cinnamon. Those are two different kinds of cinnamon.
I'm going to need an expert to call in. but you see what I'm dealing
with
here.
Can we go to the
right?
live lines of the radio show we're doing
I love,
right now?
cinnamon candy. This is why we're like, probably a perfect combo, though, because you and I could divide up our bags of trick or treaters.
We'd be so handy.
Because I don't like Milk Duds.
Oh, my God. I love Milk Duds. Love Milk Duds. I think that's something wrong with you. You obviously don't like a chewy good time.
I don't love chocolate. I love Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
We both can agree. Because if you didn't like Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, then mental. I think we need to talk.
Yeah, there'd be something really wrong with me.
I would think that that's just like...
Wait, can you give me one to see if I still like them?
You should test it. Make sure that this candy is safe for everybody else. Okay. I think the kids are going to be like, hey, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups were in this bag. It says they were. And I was like, nope.
You know what? That's how they get you to pay more for it. And then...
Yeah, tell me, how are they? Are they still delicious? How do you feel about Twizzlers?
Filler candy. She likes Swedish fish, you guys.
Red vines are gross, but licorice is next level. And I went to a farmer's market where they had different flavors of licorice, and I'm fairly sure I had an orgasm. It was the best thing that's ever happened to me. I've never been so happy to be at a farmer's market.
This has to be whatever's wrong with you that you don't like cilantro, too. That thing in your mouth has got your taster all off.
That's the name of my next book.
Your taster's all off.
And the next book after that,
that
thing in your mouth.
Yeah, so filthy.
Oh, yeah, these still hold up. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, guys.
The one I had was kind of small, so I'll probably try another one.
Should I give you another one just to make sure you understand how they taste?
I love Jolly Ranchers. I don't love the apple ones.
Yeah, because it smells like armpit.
Yeah, I don't like the watermelon ones, but pretty
much. Love watermelon.
I like the apricot ones. I love the cherry ones.
No.
Car syrup. Or is it peach? Do I mean peach? Mm-hmm. I mean peach. Grape ones are great.
Grape, I can agree with. Suckers in general, I like.
Okay.
Which
so
is
tell
ironic.
Me this. I'm going to go in and I'm going to tell you what one of my very favorite candies is, and I want to see your reaction.
Okay.
Sweet Tarts.
I like them, but they rip your mouth up.
Oh.
Do you agree? After you have like 4 or 5, the inside of your mouth hurts. That doesn't feel right.
Wait, are you sucking on them or chewing them up?
I mean, I think that's a personal preference and really none of your business if I'm going to be completely. It depends on my mood. What am I doing? Am I by myself?
You're sucking on them.
I love Sprees. Sprees are so much better than Sweet Tarts.
Oh, I don't think so, but I can party with Sprees. I like Sweet Tarts the best.
I love the outside of
Because the insides are straight sugar.
Yeah, it's like condensed. Hurts your throat. You're like, somebody's...
That does hurt my throat. Yeah. I don't... You know what does eventually tear up the inside of my mouth, candy-wise, is Smarties.
Smarties will kill me, but I love them.
Yeah.
You know what I'll do with Smarties?
They're
I'll just
nice
pound
crunch.
Them for no reason.
Yep. You just...
Find one. I'm never going to just...
You do like 6 in a row.
Yeah.
And yeah.
And then guess what I tell my kids? Don't... One at a time. But then I'm like, what... Freaking,
what are you trying to prove, man?
You know what? If we have candy in this house, it will disappear because my husband and my daughter both have equal sweet tooth. And Colin says he doesn't, but it's just because it's here that he can't. Like, this could be in my office for a year and I wouldn't eat it.
Yeah.
But right now it's fun. But my daughter, because she snoops, she's like, hey, why do you have 14 Reese's Pieces in your office drawer? I'll be like, there better not be 13. I'll tell you that.
I know. We got the same thing in my house. Like, my kids will find it or my husband will find it.
Because Britt likes candy, right?
God, he loves candy. He loves candy. He doesn't even like. He's
That's
just like,
me.
There's sugar. I'm going to eat it.
Yeah.
And I mean, I have this. Our Halloween candy will last us a year probably if I don't throw it away. Because they can like go kind of hog wild the first day or so. I'm okay with that. But then they can pick 2 each day for their afternoon snack. But you do that for a year and you got to throw it away. You're going to have too much.
Yeah, and they're going to have too much energy and I need them to go to bed. Now, question. Do you guys do the Switch Witch? Do you guys do that?
No, I heard about that. I think it's kind of a good idea.
So the Switch Witch, if you don't know, which... I didn't know, and I think this might be a California thing, and I also feel like I'm kind of like hard eye roll it sometimes, is you dump all your candy, and then the Switch Witch brings you a present instead of the candy so that you don't have all the candy. But to me, I'm like, how much, what kind of a present are we talking retail here? Because Switch Witch is on a budget, and Switch Witch just spent $26 on candy, so... What are you going to get and replace? What are we talking here? Like a puppet?
I don't,
or an Xbox? Because if a Switch Witch is bringing an Xbox, kid can eat the candy.
I don't know if my kids will ever get an Xbox. Did you guys have one?
No, we have a Nintendo Switch, and I am very lucky that I have a kid who does not really like video games because it gives him a little bit of vertigo, so he can't be on them for too long. Now, listen, I'm not saying he's up like doing a puzzle or a crossword. He will happily watch those a-holes on
weaving
YouTube who eats crap. And guy, Mr. Beast, who lets him sting you. Have you seen this guy?
What?
Okay. Sidebar. Halloween sidebar. Maybe we're just going to go down the candy road.
I got a sidebar too.
Yeah, it's got those. Well, we'll talk candy bars in a second. I can go on for days. You guys know this is my wheelhouse.
It's not complete non sequitur.
Mr. Beast, I don't know if I have his name right. You might have to check. So there's this guy, and he seems fairly smart and fairly with it, has decided that his lot in life is to let these exotic insects sting him.
Okay.
And there is one called the something-something ant, which is supposed to be the most painful sting that you can endure as a human. So this guy is like, hey, rate and subscribe and follow while we let this ant literally penetrate my skin. So Finn and I watched it. I got to give it to him. There's a lot of fun information about the rainforest or wherever it is he is. And then they capture one of these ants and he puts it on his skin and then he agitates it. He starts a fight and this thing goes into his skin. And this guy is sprawled out on the ground. Like, you can see every vein in his neck. And he does it with non-poisonous insects. But I'm like, it only takes one. What if, like, you don't know. Wait, what if, like, one just happens to have a little poison in him?
Well, maybe that's what I should do on flights is bring a poison ant.
Then we give it to that woman.
Yeah.
We're like, get a smile. What is it? Is it?
It's not Mr. Beast, but it is Coyote Peterson. Does that sound right?
No, that doesn't sound right to me.
Mr. Beast gives people money.
Oh, Mr. Beast gives people money. I don't know.
I think it's a different guy.
Look, here's what the thing is. There's my kids are watching YouTube stars right now, and it's like I can walk in and my entire internal mechanism is nothing but annoyed. Like those calling in whatever guys who eat shit, and they're like, you know what we're going to do? We're going to put together this is a malt and drink it. And I'm like, I've had a Long Island iced tea. That is not impressive to me.
Yeah.
You mix gin and vodka together, then you're going to talk about, I'm impressed then, but the kids are like, this is so compelling.
Well, that brings me to my sidebar, because I'm looking at that big, huge Costco-sized bag of candy you got there. I know that one bag had to be $26.
Totally.
BT-dubs. It's so expensive. But I just read an article, or like one of those clickbait things.
Yeah.
Do you know that Kirkland vodka is Grey Goose?
I did hear that. Kirkland, Costco does that. And that is one thing that's really fun about TikTok is there are women on there that will tell you like what the big deal, like what the big sale item at Costco is right now.
Yeah.
And like they had those one blankets that you like that are with those, that fancy label. It's like a Native American print.
Like
and
Woolrich
it's like
or Pendleton. Oh, they've
blankets.
Got them?
She's like $20. She's like, you will not find these under $250.
They're not the wool ones, though, I don't think.
Well, I don't know. Snooter McSnootery. I just was like,
well,
Jen
I'm just
would
saying,
like
the wool
this.
Ones, they'll last you for like 200 years.
Yeah, which I don't need.
I'm going to live that long, so I need it.
I just want all the decorations and all the candy. The big bags of candy at Costco.
Do they have decorations at Costco? Okay, totally. Here's the other thing, you guys.
I was just there.
God darn it. Okay, so you don't know about this. Do you know that there's a shipping container shortage in the U.S.?
Wait, why do I care about that? Wait, this?
Because.
You bought one?
I bought a pallet. Okay,
oh my
we'll get,
God,
we'll get
you guys.
To that. We'll get to that, but listen to this.
Oh my God.
No, you have to order all of your Christmas presents early. Because there are pallets out, or there's shipping containers like out at sea that, like, there's a shortage
of like toys and stuff.
Of toys. There are, so if you go into Target right now, there's no Halloween decorations. They are gone. You go to a dollar store, they're gone. They got like one shipment and then never got the shelves restocked.
Oh,
there's like
God.
A legit problem. So if I mean, it's October. I already started buying Christmas presents because.
Of course you did.
But I don't normally start that early. But like Dash, I can probably like just buy him gift cards or something like that and he'll be fine. But Delilah wants like toys. And they're saying like there's going to be a shortage of stuff because I don't understand how supply chain works. But because of the pandemic and because in other countries that were worse hit, their stuff's not coming.
Yeah.
And me, who likes to spend 30 to 40% of my gross income on Halloween decorations, right. I've had a really rough year.
Right. But you did order an entire pallet.
It's not here yet. What if it doesn't get here? What if it's out in the Indian Sea someplace and it never arrives at my house?
This is where Jen and I are very different. Jen was like, oh, so what you're saying is there's a pallet of what could be Halloween decorations, or it could be nothing but like, I don't know, twist ties, but roll the dice. Sure, can you send me one of those pallets? Because I'd like to just...
Who knows? Who knows what it could be? It's like a grab bag, Kristen. It's so exciting.
I don't find that exciting. I find that terrifying. Literally gives me anxiety to think about having this. That does not sound fun to me. I can't make a decision about anything. So why would I want anything that comes and I don't know what it is?
Well, I tell you what, if it's all stuff I don't want, you'll just have extra things to give away at your house at Halloween.
We will set up a table and let everyone
we live on
that's actually a really good idea. I could get rid of a lot of loot doing that. If I just am like, hey, here's some t-shirts that say I'm on so hard. They're off size, but if you guys want them, they'll be like, you're giving out tailored. Candy.
It's free.
My neighbor will be like, what? You're giving out t-shirts? I'm like, yes, sir, with your full-size candy bars.
Gosh, I wish I could think of his name, but when I was a kid in Omaha, it was a really big deal that was, what was his name? This guy that started Godfathers used to pass out full-size Hershey's.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about? Willie.
Shoot.
All I can think of is Willie Loman, and that's not right.
That's the guy from Death of a Salesman.
Yeah, he didn't give out full-size
candy
bars.
No, that guy was having a hard time. That guy couldn't afford it. And if that guy was giving out
It's Willie candies, somebody. Somebody will tell us who it is. But
yeah, that guy had so much dough that you were like, you're so rich, you give out the best candy.
I heard he had a chopper.
Well, that seems right. I'm sorry, I'm just noticing the squirrel that's outside, and it's not just because I'm ADD, it's because that fucker keeps eating my pumpkins. I swear
to God, squirrel.
I'm going to skin him and wear him as a hat, and any of you that have a problem with squirrels, you can go ahead and DM me, but that you can't eat them, and they don't do anything good, and they're not cute, and they're kind of mean, and those suckers eat my pumpkins.
You had me for a while, then you lost me at not cute.
They're not fucking cute. They're assholes. They eat my pumpkins.
Well, you got city
squirrels.
They're
freaking... Okay. I had three tomatoes come in. Guess what? Two of them were a delicacy for these squirrels.
You have city squirrels, which are red rats with a slightly puffy
tail. And they've got
an
attitude.
Yeah.
They've teased the dogs. They look at me like they're waiting to launch. I'm 100%. I run to my car sometimes and they're like, and they kind of hiss at me. I'm like, no, sir. I will take you down. I will
do
it.
I wish they'd do that like chipmunk movie laugh at you. Drop acorns at you.
Yeah. They're like, outside. You know, they're like, you know,
Jerking off
in front of me, eating my pumpkins.
That is too much squirrel. Now I understand why you're so traumatized.
You're shitty, like asshole squirrels with an attitude. I'm not dealing with you.
My squirrels,
don't you masturbate outside my window, sir?
My squirrels are adorable.
Your squirrels masturbate too. You just don't know they're doing it. You think they're dancing.
That's my neighbor.
That's.
I was.
He's like, I'm gonna masturbate since you ordered a pallet of decorations.
My husband's out of town, so I was gonna send him a naughty photo, and
oh,
I was.
No.
Just, I gave him the heads up first.
Oh.
Because I.
You're
what like,
if he's
gonna
like, be at dinner.
He's gonna be at dinner with his dad or something like that. Get up, and then the first thing.
What picture
gonna, like,
did you take?
This mom sent us bikinis. And
did you put it on?
I did. Yeah. I have never put a string bikini on, but I just wanted to see what it looked like or even if it...
You have to show it to me.
What, the bikini picture. You've already seen? No.
No!
She just looked at my phone.
I want to see it. You either let me see it or I'm going to find it. Let me see it.
Did you see how big sister she just got on me? Casey.
You made fun of me
I will
for
show
having
it to you.
Dance tights on
I will
my
show
desk.
It to you really
Let me
fast.
See it. Let me see it.
Don't you take the phone out of my house.
I'm not going to. I can take the phone out of your.
I will punch your face.
Oh my my gosh, that looks so good,
it
Jen.
Does?
It totally does.
We're gonna have
oh my
to
God.
Edit this
Is the
out
next picture
part of
a picture of your cuckoo? You're
no,
like, look
I did.
At this.
I
it's
did.
Wearing a bikini.
I did
too.
Send him the.
I sent him that one too.
It
that
looks my great.
He's been gone for a while.
He's gonna I know he's gonna be at dinner. He's gonna be like, whoa, 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 whoa.
But it was funny. I texted him this morning something about the kids, and he was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Like I could tell he was flustered. In the text, he goes, "That just popped up on my computer because he's working, and you know his iMessage is on his computer." He's like, "Just send me a whole bunch of more text so that it comes like is out of my." My messaging, but
my husband would get more turned on if I knew the stats of the Houston Astros than if I sent him a picture of my boobs.
I mean, doubt maybe it. Not. That's not true.
I guess I could try more. I don't know. Sometimes I'm like, I'm not wearing pants. Isn't that enough?
I don't think my husband's going to appreciate it whatsoever. I think he'll be like super waspy, embarrassed by it, and be like, please
but then he'll get a big old boner. It'll be great.
I think he'll be like, that was really inappropriate.
And also, yeah.
But I'd never had a bikini on this mom sent him to us. And I was like, I'll try it on.
You know that mom is going to be like, you got to post that.
God, no. God, no. I would never in one gazillion
Let me tell you
years.
Something. But if I put that on. My ass would swallow the back so fast. And also, I have a weird shaped butt crack.
It's a
and I don't know why
bikini.
That is.
It's a thong bikini. I took mine from a safe distance from the mirror. So, like, even if he zoomed in, it would still get blurry. I blurred
honestly,
out the...
Honestly, you know that if I tried to take a naked picture of myself, I would send it to someone that did not need that picture.
I know. That's what I'm worried about. I'm going
to... freaking text to Jeff Meacham on accident, teasing you, like, oop. Making some joke, being like... Hey, how you doing, sexy kitten, or something like that. And it was to Jeff Meacham, a very good friend of ours. And I go, oh God, that was for Jen. That was for Jen. And I'm so sorry. And he's like, you know, it happens. I'm like, only to me.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I don't take sexy pictures. Well, mostly because
only one of them has my face in it.
See, people that take sexy pictures think about that shit. I basically have my driver's license on the table behind me. I'm like, do you guys want to know if it's me? My address.
You'll notice
is on
that from my height and weight that I actually am well proportioned. Yeah,
yeah. I'm thick middled. You guys, is it not appropriate that I'm taking these pictures out of my driveway? It's just the only place they can
why
get good light.
Why did I even tell you that story? What were we talking about?
Candy. I don't know. Piece of ass. I don't know.
But I
a
had
sexy
some
picture for Brit.
I
I'm going
some
back in time.
Fail that happened with it.
Well, I hope you don't send it to anyone. I mean,
oh, I remember. So you guys know that he has this bit that I'm having an affair with our neighbor Dale, that who also
Dale
left
is,
the suitcase.
I hope Dale's listening because Dale is 100% squirrel masturbating right now. The total idea that you there's even a chance he's like.
So I told Britt that I blind CC'd Dale on the photo. I didn't.
My husband would love if I would send him a picture like that, I think.
Yes, no, he would. Kristen, he absolutely would. I think he would have a better reaction than my husband would. I think he'd be like,
I think
like
he would like it if I just
out.
Sent him one of me smiling. You know what I sent him you a picture? You know what last text I sent him today?
What?
Stop putting bags in the dining room. I just get a one-stop shop at, you know.
I did... when I gave him the heads up because I didn't want him to know that so if he was at dinner with his dad, like the
that's
picture
it.
Wouldn't
that's
come
what
up.
You're talking
yeah.
about.
So I told him I'm going to send you because he had asked. I told him that mom had given us those bikinis and he was like, will you send me a photo? Send me a picture. Like,
God.
And then so I told him I was going to send it. And he goes, who did you mean to text?
Hilarious. You know what, Casey?
You idiot. Now I'm not going to send it to
you. We should
give
her credit. It's a mom from Nebraska, and one of those, that bikini is on my desk in the middle of all the shit covered in a...
She can be the mom box. that we found these in our mom box because that's our...
I would literally find mine in my mom box if I put it on.
This
it would be
bikini's
gone.
So small, you guys. You could find it in your mom, like, coin purse. It's so teeny. Wear it outside the house. I never will.
You say that, but you look good in it, and you can, and you shouldn't have a problem with it if you go to the Riviera.
If I go to, like, Dubai or something like that...
You can't wear it in Dubai!
I'd burst into flame. Why?
They'll kill you!
Oh, is that true? I thought it was
well,
a nice place to
I think they are of a I'm not more gonna... conservative.
Maybe Brazil.
Brazil is too much. Brazil, you should wear that to the grocery store. That is how it is in Brazil, but not in Dubai, where you are sometimes asked to wear, I don't know, head to toe clothing.
Yeah. Well, then
but
I
if
would
you
wear it
turn
underneath.
Heads in Dubai, that is where you can do it.
I burn easily anyway, so yeah, I think I would probably wear like a full body cover. I might have that on underneath. You don't know what they're rocking underneath those.
I don't. And if it's a bikini, it makes everything better in my head.
Yeah, it's hot. It gets hot there too. It's like 140.
God,
sometimes.
I would. Can you imagine like having to wear head to toe like coverage and then clothes underneath that?
Absolutely not. No.
I would just smell so bad.
God, I sometimes put jeans on the wrong day and I'm like, why would I do this to myself?
I know. And some fabrics. I'm like, is this what I smell like? Is this is what's happening now? I don't understand.
A polyester blend?
Forget it.
I got a new deodorant that makes me smell worse than...
It's kind of that natural crap, and we can all agree it doesn't work. It's natural crap, isn't it?
No, it's not.
Because I'm brand loyal secret.
Me too, but it's one of those secret... But if I don't get like the soft one that like comes out of
the
top...
I don't like gel. Gel is gross.
Gel doesn't work. Jill just... It feels... Did I say Jill or gel?
Gel. But
makes me smell worse.
And it like stays on your skin but doesn't do anything. And then it's all over your shirt.
Yes.
That's why I'm... Do you see it, Casey?
And
it's in the middle of the desk.
It's like in its own carrying case.
It looks like a laptop.
It looks like a thing you'd put CDs in.
But yeah.
She doesn't know what that is. She's too young.
Casey, it's in the middle of the desk. Black case. This is the irony. It comes in such a big case.
Yeah,
but it
comes in a big case.
Okay,
and it
so
is
we went
literally...
from Halloween candy to bikini addiction, bikini binder. So cute.
Yeah, so you
I want to give her a shout out because this is really great.
It's a beautiful bikini. It really is. If you were a bodybuilder or something like that, you should order
them. I'm
going to
wear the bracelet. I get nervous at the stickers. It's called hashtag show us your cups at, I can't read, bikini addiction. At, is that what that says? I need my readers. You guys, what's wrong?
Yeah, at bikini addiction.
Bikini addiction. Look at this thing. It is very small.
It is very
small.
Honestly,
this is not going to cover an areola, if I'm going to be honest. But it does have a little rhinestone on it. God bless you.
I did, yeah. If you got to kind of pull it up high is the trouble to like get the bottom of the triangle over your breastfeeding nipples. Yeah.
This is really grateful that she sent it, but there's some things I've let sail, and this is one of them.
I've never worn that ring light. Okay.
I wore a string bikini one time, and one time, because I went to the beach by myself on a weekday when I didn't have anything going on during the day, and I was going to lay out the beach, you know, try to calm down, and which is a mistake in itself. I should have just walked in circles. So I went to the beach and I laid down and like three different dudes from I don't know where, because I was the only person on the beach, came up and talked to me, and I was like, these things work. Like, but I was also the only person on the beach, so I was the 10 because I was the only game in town. It's like if you were on an island, everybody would want to bang me, because if I was the only vagina on the island, they'd be like, it's all we're gonna get.
Well,
feel bad for them. I would be like, this could be better, but I'm it.
I feel like, too, they were like, wow, this chick likes to party. She comes to the beach on her own.
In a string bikini.
She's here to meet somebody. And
I never thought of that. I was like, no one's going to be around me.
But look at how cute it is. It's got little sparklies on it.
Jen, yeah. Yeah,
it's
this
adorable.
Would be a
it's
nice
got
hat.
Little, like...
I'm not going to... You know what? I don't need the squirrels going any crazier than they are.
I know. They're already
coming at my...
Look at... I see the squirrel at your window.
Because they looked over and saw on the screen. Eleanor opened this because she was helping me go through stuff, and she opened this and she goes, "Oh God, mommy, are you going to wear this? And I was like, well, if I want to, it's
you
my
watch your
choice.
Behavior. I will.
I can do whatever I want will. Because I am a self-actualized woman.
I will
now,
wear it to pick up if you don't be good in school.
She goes, is it, would it cover? And I was like, just mind your business.
All right, try it on.
No way.
Try it on in the comfort of your own bathroom, Kristen.
I and need then help putting that on.
Get yourself into like a weird position and take a photo.
Yeah.
And then
I've
send it to your
before,
husband.
And that didn't work out well. No, I'm not
you
doing
that.
You
got pregnant.
Yeah, I did. I got in a weird position in a Mini Cooper and I ended up with children. So no, I'm not going to do that. Thank you. Back to Halloween candy, guys. See what happens there? That doesn't happen in our live show. We don't go. Well, we could.
If yeah.
Jen's going to wear a bikini in our live show.
There's
I'm going to make her.
Literally no way.
What it? I bet there is a way.
How much? For charity?
If I get my boosh waxed, you have to wear a bikini on stage okay. for charity. See, there you go. I knew she'd do it. You would fully walk out into a front. You would do it way before I would. If both of us were, if they were like for let's just say $1 million to go, not even to a charity, because let's be honest,
just
I want to pocket that money.
Go to me.
No taxes. Nobody gets any of our money. Secret money.
I do it
$1 million.
Way less than that.
Okay, one, but I'm saying $1 million.
Okay.
Would you walk out in that bikini at like one of our shows?
I'd do it for way less than that.
Would you walk through the playground at your kid's school?
No.
For $1 million?
No. I don't think I would. I don't think, why, you would?
Fuck yeah, we can move.
I want to take all that cash and relocate. Change your names.
Are you kidding? I just get a nicer house. Everybody forget real fast. My kids wouldn't, but we have money for therapy. Fuck
yeah,
yes,
that's
I would.
I mean, so the kids would be there, obviously.
I mean, are we saying, would you publicly shame your children for money? I think that's a different game, but might be one I watch. No, I don't want to. Probably I wouldn't. God, that'd suck. I'd be so mad at them for the rat forever. I didn't do this because of you. See what I mean? It's a lose-lose. This is sexier yeah. than the movie where you get asked to sleep with Robert Redford.
This is the mom equivalent
this
of that.
This is the mom equivalent.
Would
like,
you wear
would
this
you
to
wear
a PTA meeting?
To a PTA meeting.
I absolutely would.
100%. You'd come out with a date.
Yeah. Come at me. This
come
is for
me.
$1 million
I'd
cash.
I'd be like, buddy, you're wearing a tighter shirt than anybody here, so I can wear this.
They would be like, as long as you donate a small portion of that, we aren't yeah, even going to make eye contact.
I'll make a
look away.
This is a small portion of a swimsuit, buddy. And yeah, can I just say, like, that, no problem. But if my kids were there just because I wouldn't want to embarrass them, fine. I won't get them yeah. $1 million. But I think in the end, they would be like, that was so dumb. How old are they? Fine. High school, yes.
I don't know because...
you get to wear heels.
Let me think about what it does. Okay, well, that's a big difference. I tell you what.
Here's something
now
I didn't
know.
Now
I know why people wear
heels. I didn't know this. Okay, so you can gather. When Kristen, in my 20s, first of all, there's this great thing on TikTok that's this voiceover about in your teen years, you want more curves. And then in your 20s, you want to be more sophisticated, but you want like a thinner body. Like we're never happy
yeah.
is sort of the idea.
Yeah.
In your 40s, you'd give anything back to be in your 20s. In your 50s, you just want to have things not ache. And when you're in your 80s, you'd give anything to like run and play and
yeah.
go back to your, it's kind of sad and whatever, but it's kind of like just be in the moment or whatever.
Yeah.
So in my 20s, I was a good time, you guys, and I'm not bragging. I'm just saying, so many mistakes and fun. But when I
yeah,
went to the beach, like I wasn't like, oh, what I need to wear is a string bikini to get the, I'm like, I'm playing volleyball. So I'm
yeah.
going to go ready to party.
And,
but because I was in my 20s, I was already hot. You know what I mean? I was like,
yeah.
fine. So I had like a ball cap and a tiny little tank top and shorty shorts and then like a bathing suit underneath. Thanks. I'll see you later. I'll make out with everybody. So I had a friend and she would wear damn heels. And I was like, what? So we'd go to a pool party and she'd be
oh,
in
yeah.
high heels.
I get it.
And I was like, this is the dumbest thing. I don't understand what she's doing. She can't play volleyball. She can't maneuver. I don't understand. And then I put a pair of heels on one time in a bikini and I was like, oh.
Yeah.
This makes everything look better. Kristen, maybe if you did that and stopped eating Doritos.
I got stumps for legs. So I like...
You
I,
do
if
not.
If I were wearing a...
You're just little. She's trying to use an ottoman right now and it's ironic. Her feet barely can. It's
they,
literally.
I don't need it. They're just off the edge of the.
She yeah. can't.
But say that I'm trying to elongate them. You've already have really long legs. in really long leg hair, so you don't need.
Shut up! Shut up! Look at
you missed a couple.
Look at where?
Oh God!
Butthole.
That no, one on your toe.
Yeah, that's on my.
That's gonna wrap around and cut off circulation. I'll have to get that
you
removed.
You know what?
So we've mentioned Halloween a couple times this episode. That
but also
like that.
Went totally off Halloween.
Let us know if you have sent naughty photos to your husband. Like me, listen.
How about this? Let's not successful ones. Let us know if you've sent fails because
to your mother-in-law.
Nothing will make. We'll do an entire episode of texting fails and photo fails because did we laugh harder when we talked about when my boob was accidentally out and my husband took a picture with me and Eleanor on the couch and my daughter looked at me and was like, Mommy, your boob is out. I did not know. My pajamas were soft and sort of had unbuttoned and like, and let me tell you, in no way attractive. It was the one that wanders. And
well, what was very funny for me as you described it as lunch meat.
It was gross. It's not gross. It's just the way I was laying. Yeah. It wasn't like I was, my back was arched. I was like, 40 chins and like kind of circled under.
Absolutely.
And then,
wait, that's.
Yeah. And so it was, I wasn't photo ready. I think my boobs look great without a shirt on. I just need to be ready. I need to sit in a position.
Absolutely.
You can't have curved shoulders.
No, absolutely.
You can't look like you're
you can't
like,
have a dog on your lap.
Yeah. You can't look like you're planting something.
No.
Like you got to sit up and like stretch out.
You got to do a slight like shoulders
those
back.
Girls in Sports
situation.
Illustrated are not on the beach doing what we're doing.
That hurts what they're doing.
They're
that's
arching
standing.
And we're
yep.
bending.
That's
so it's
right.
very different.
You want to be in the right. So yeah, send us your
fails, your picture fails. Because nothing made us laugh harder.
Not the photos, but the what you
not
did.
Not the photos, although if you want to. But my favorite is the one, the failed that one that killed me was this woman said she had literally just given birth and no one cares about
mom,
especially at number one. No one cares about mom. Mom gives birth. She has just been wrecked and there's a picture of grandma holding new baby and in the background new mom is like splayed out and
oh
like
God.
I think the north and the south were both photographed.
Sure.
And so she doesn't even know this photograph exists. And so like 8 months later they go visit the grandparents and then this giant photograph
oh
on the
God.
Wall is grandma holding new baby and in the back it's like
oh my
boobs
God.
And boosh and like she like deep guttural scream, lost her mind. The reason I know that's painful is because I can 100% see it happening to me.
Oh my God.
100%. Colin will be like showing a picture of like Finn with a cool batting stance and I'm in the back like it'd be the one time like my boob slips out of a tank top or something and that would be the photo that he shows everybody.
Yeah, I know because I accidentally walked, my daughter had to record herself reading this
oh God, those are tragic. No, don't get in those.
Oh God. And I was so like, I walked into frame because I checked it to make sure that she had before I like uploaded it for her. And I was like, how many chins you got there? You can't like walk into frame. Like I looked like a Simpsons character.
I think that's what separates models from regular people. And I'm not saying like, I think we elevate them for 1,000 reasons and some of them are not healthy. But honestly, I do feel like a person that is a model photographs well and like can be doing this dumb, benign thing that doesn't matter and they still look good doing it. Like if you're like kind of like soft chin and you're thinking, you take a picture of me doing that, you're like, things are hard.
Yeah. She has so much pepper in her teeth.
Bitch isn't wearing her Invisalign. But you do that with Kendall Jenner and it's going to look like alluring.
Oh, God. I think I did because Kristen's making me get on the TikTok a whole lot more. So
TikTok is awful. You
there
need to
is
get
something
on my
wrong
TikTok.
With my algorithm, you guys. Based on my TikTok, I should be driving like an 87 two-door Civic that's got like custom exhaust and one of those racing wings on the back.
Well, also, like,
and,
you're like, just, like, troubled. Like, you
it's
need...
It's painted, like, purple.
Yeah, you've
it's got
problems.
Like, I did my own tint on the windows and, like...
Yeah, I gotta get on Jen's TikTok and then just help her, because right now it's a real deep dive. Mine's awesome.
But Kylie Jenner shows up, and she's got her bikini on.
I know.
And I was like... Well, I've seen that many times. I think that's how she mainly photographs, is in a bikini, which I mean, I know. She's great. But then it went through like all the stuff that she's eating. And I was like, I don't need to fucking see that, Kylie. Give me a, here. Hold on.
Kylie or Kendall? Very big, different bodies.
No, I know. Kylie, I'm having another Reese's because this is. And then it was like all this fruit and stuff like that. And like, by the way, like smoothies and these very expensive looking meals. And then it's like chocolate chip cookies. It's like, you're not eating chocolate chip cookies.
I know, you're not. And you know what? That's, I don't want to do that kind of work. So I'm just going to stay, I'm going to stay a strong 8 rather than a 10. Because we know if I really dove.
So Kylie, so, okay, hold on. Wait, I don't, what kind of scale are we?
I'm saying I'm not going to go full tilt into modeling. So I'm going to be me.
Okay, you're on like a U.S. scale and Kylie's on like a European. They're on, she's on the.
No,
like,
I'm toe to toe with her. I'm just different age. I want you guys to know right now, you can't see us, but Jen is doing that thing where I know she's uncomfortable, not uncomfortable, but she disagrees heavily, and Casey is dying in the chair. And that it's not going to hurt my feelings, because here's the thing. I don't want to be a model. So
you're just cursed with.
I'm cursed with.
With what you got.
Well, yeah, so. Because if I like went full tilt in my 20s, you know, and I or like now if I was like, oh, fine, I want to be a model, I'm going to get real fit. I don't want to give up the things.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
there's that. Also, I do have a really sexy resting mouth face.
I need your life coach's number, because she's a beautiful woman, you guys. I'll tell you, but if Kylie is a 10, I am like a 0.4.
That's not true. We keep saying Kylie and Kendall are two very different things. Because Kylie is a little bit like she's curvier. And she's got like
she's shorter too, right?
She's much shorter. Kendall is the tall supermodel, straight up. Like we all saw it coming. We were like, "Holy crap!" The Kardashians are generally pretty short, and then there's Kendall, who's like the anomaly. I do think she's beautiful. Listen, like she's beautiful. She's 25 and she's beautiful.
Yeah, and she feels like has she had some things done? You think?
I don't know. I don't know. Kylie definitely has. I don't know.
I tell you what, the younger one, the Kylie.
Kendall.
Is Kendall the youngest?
Kylie's the youngest.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Kylie's the youngest. That youngest one, she used to be a blonde, blue-eyed person, and now she looks like Kim.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I don't know what kind of.
Well, this is a whole nother thing. I mean.
Maybe that's what I should be for Halloween. I should be Kylie. Can I do that?
Kardashian?
Kylie Jenner?
Kylie Jenner.
If I say Kylie Kardashian, does anybody? Casey's like, you guys are so old. It's like embarrassing.
Oh my God, but I will say, and I don't mean to give a shout out to somebody who's already a billionaire, but give credit where credit is due. I am such a fan of Skims. I am such a fan of Skims.
Yeah.
Not only because of like, they do make different skin tones, which I think is cool. Like, you know, Kim's into that whole thing, that like palette that's like, cream, and then there's like beige, and then there's like a copper, and like it's just all the different colors of skin, which is really cool.
Yeah.
And then like I was like, Kim, this looks comfortable. I see it hanging on this rack, and it's gonna hang on my rack.
Yeah.
I'm gonna put it on. Not super expensive. So comfortable. I'm dying.
I know. I got the wrong kind, because I got that one that is like.
Yeah, you got one that looks like a micro booby.
Yeah, it's like very. It was in a small box. I'm like, wow, it's really folded up in here. But
they are small and they're very washable, but they are great. How many conversations have we had in this podcast?
Wait, did we talk about Halloween? They had a really weird Halloween. They like, I guess there are.
You've been talking for an hour and 10 minutes.
Oh, Christ. Well, maybe
part
we say
two of Halloween.
Let's do part two of Halloween. Let's go to part two.
All right.
Wait. We got to go to a mom box.
We did it. Yeah.
We did the lady of the bikini binder at Bikini Addiction, and she is out of Nebraska. No less,
she is.
Which is awesome. So we will find her information. We will put it on the podcast. We'll put it on the Instagram. She is our mom box, because she got Jen to put it.
I can't believe.
On her mom
she
box.
Sent it to you because of the thong episode.
Yeah. Well, okay.
Which
and
that
I know.
Is a real thong. Mine just looked like it was going on my butt a little bit, and I thought it was too salacious.
Yeah, Kristen's was not a thong. It was more like a boy brief.
Yeah, I really was like, you guys, I brought a thong, and I'm going to wear it. And then I was like, this is embarrassing. And Jen was like, it's just bikini bottoms. I was like, nope, it's a bikini cut. Well, if they're not shorts, you guys, I'm confused. Again, I don't want the attention because I don't want to model. I don't want to do that. It's hard work, and they always want you to suck it in. Not doing it. I'm going to stick to comedy.
Well, I know I said I would wear a thong at the pool with Kristen, but now that I've actually tried on a thong, I can tell you I am not going to.
Yeah, you are
if
for cash
maybe
money.
Your pool. Well, oh, for cash. You oh find God. Somebody that will give me $1 million to wear that.
For charity. I'll do my boosh. You do your bikini.
Are you getting waxed on stage?
For $1 million? Hell yes. For $1 million? I mean, as long as everybody wants to stay there for 3 hours, sure.
Yeah, that's...
I mean, they're going to flip me like a carp.
You know, nobody wants this. Nobody's...
I know, we keep bringing it up and nobody offers
nobody's
us $1.
Ever offered us.
This is like nobody's. Those conversations where you say something and it's kind of terrible, then everybody just breezes through it so that you don't... They're kind of giving you a pass. They're like, we can just skip that you said that. We don't have to go back. We don't have to honor that. And I'm like, does anybody want to go back?
That's why I tell you how I was one of my first events out of like the quarantine lockdown situation, I farted audibly around friends, and then I brought it up to them later and was like,
you're like, wasn't that funny when I farted?
And they were all like, what? And I was like, it is worse if you guys acted like
you didn't hear it.
If you got together and discussed that she's too mentally fragile to like.
Yeah, like don't bring up the fact that Jen toots.
It's even worse. But they both were like, oh, no, I really. It was cacophonously loud in my head.
Well, probably out loud too. And if I would have been there, I would have been like, Jen farted. And that's awesome.
I think so. Yeah. I think you would have laughed your head.
I would have laughed my head. We know that. Toots are funny. That's how it is.
One time I did toot with Mandy and she laughed so hard she peed her pants. And that's instant karma.
Yeah, well, that's how it works. You laugh really hard at somebody doing something natural and embarrassing, then you'll pee your pants. That's the way God gets you.
That feels fair. So, of course, we're talking about Halloween.
We're going to go part two because Halloween is our Super Bowl, you guys.
Yeah.
Full circle. Part two. Yeah, we stop. We reload.
So don't turn it off. We should wrap it up and say, well, that's our podcast for the week. You should listen next week where we try and finish our thoughts.
Hi there, we are James and Dan, two thoughts of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I got one here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.